Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil and we are ramping up for Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 10th. And we are going to have a lot of music, a lot of dancing, great food, great wine. And so one of the vendors who is going to be serving some great food is Nell's Barbecue. And I am joined in studio today by Ursula and Joseph from Nell's Barbecue. Thank you both so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nell's Barbecue, where are you all located at?
We are a food trailer, so we're basically everywhere.
Okay, so wherever the call is, right? So
right.
Okay, so
yes, and we cater.
And you cater, okay. So I know you're bringing—is it rib tips or riblets and potato salad to Live at the Vineyards? Is that correct?
Yes, rib tips and potato salad.
Okay, now that's just a little bit of what you guys have to offer. What are some other good specialties that you guys have?
Oh, ribs, brisket. Pulled pork, every kind of meat you can imagine, he can barbecue.
Okay. Oh, and how long, okay, Joseph, how long have you been barbecuing for?
29 years.
That's as old as I wish I was. Okay, and so is that how long have you all been a food truck or food trailer?
We just started officially this year.
Okay.
But we've been doing catering since we've been together, really. And so we've been married for 3 years now.
Well, I was catering.
Okay.
And since 95 myself, before I met her.
And so what made you all make the decision to switch over to just doing the food truck then?
She always wanted a business.
Kind of nice being your own boss.
Yes, it is.
And the good Lord blessed me with a woman that wanted to have it for real.
Okay. Also, was this a small pipe dream of yours before that you'd wanted to own
your
own? Okay. So, wow. Okay. So now
joining our dreams together.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Now you do the barbecuing. Do you do the side dishes?
Yes.
Or? Okay. So I know potato salad. What else good stuff are you?
Macaroni salad, macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Coleslaw. And everything always has my own little twist on it. So.
Now, were any of those family recipes or?
No, it's just things I've developed over the years. So.
Her coleslaw, pineapple coleslaw.
Whoa, okay, back up. Pineapple coleslaw. Okay, so is that in the sauce or is there pineapple in it or?
There's pineapple in the coleslaw, so.
So how do you come up with these ideas? Because I know, I always feel like the sign of a good cook is you really don't measure it. You're just like, okay, here's love, and I just throw it in, and, I just like to create as I go. Is that how it works
exactly.
for you?
Exactly. Just throw it in and taste and take back and works out perfect.
Works out. Okay. Now, and as far as barbecuing, have you created your own sauce or do you have like a signature sauce that you use, Joseph?
Oh, yeah. I have my mother's sauce. She's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
So I make the sauce.
Oh, so mom's.
The sauce is boss.
Okay. So is it more of a mild sauce or a spicy sauce or a sweet?
It has a little kick to it.
Okay.
Like what I have on my sign. I got a sign I put on the sidewalk.
And, okay.
And it has the sauces, bosses. Bring your beer, beat the ribs.
Okay.
Best Buy test, delicious and nutritious.
Oh, okay.
Catering's available.
Now, when you all cater, is it just like weddings or is it like private affairs or company functions or?
Whatever the recipe called for.
Okay.
A little bit.
All year round.
All year round.
Graduations, anniversaries, birthdays. Doesn't matter.
So were you doing before, because you said you're 95, so were you just had your own small business and doing
yes.
stuff? Okay.
Yes. I had it then and got my smoker made, and I was going around town and been doing it ever since.
Wow. Okay. Now, the word Nell's, where does Nell's come from?
My mother's name was Nellie.
Oh, okay.
And I said, if I ever made enough where we can get a trail or something, then Smokey Joe coming off and Nell's is coming back on.
Okay. Because
she the one taught me how to do everything.
Oh, wow.
I was always in the kitchen with her.
And she gave you some good tips on how to make some good tips.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I do it all. Other than barbecue, I do chicken and dumplings, catfish, shrimp.
Oh, my gosh.
Greens, cornbread, macaroni. Whatever the recipe called for, I can get it done, buttermilk cornbread.
The extra stuff, is that just for catering, or can it be on the truck as well? Do you do it on the truck also?
It can be.
Okay.
It can be.
I'm all like, okay, that sounds good. I'm just like, okay, but I have to go back to the mac and cheese because what is my favorite? And that's honestly, that's how I can judge if I really like a place or not. Like I went to Kansas City a few months ago and I tried some different places and they're like, oh, this is the best. And I was like, no, this wasn't, you know, and there was one that was. So, okay, so I don't want you to give away all your secrets, but what makes yours really good?
Like I said, everything has my own little twist on it.
Okay.
So I put my little twist in there, and everything kind of has a little kick to it. So then people aren't expecting it.
Okay.
So they're like, this is good. And then they go, whoa, this is good.
So for the mac and cheese with the kick in it, is it something that is it more like a spicy kick, or they just get like an extra taste of cheese, or?
No, it's usually a spicy kick.
Okay, spicy mac and cheese. That sounds really good. Okay.
But mine, I just put my foot in it.
Would you? Are you like I Love Lucy with the stomping of the grapes and your feet? Okay, so if I'm listening and I want to, you know, check out your food truck or even, you know, ask about catering, what is a good website address to reach you guys, or is there a phone number?
There's a phone number. It's 303-549-8944.
Okay, so Saturday, August 10th, live at the Vineyards, we are going to have rib tips and potato salad that maybe, Joseph, you've put your foot in, put the stomp down of approval on.
No. Rib tips are going to be good.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Ursula and Joseph. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.